listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Persian Manhattan leads 21-20. State championship will be decided right here. There's a snap. Toss. Left side. Bertash trying to stretch it out. He did! Did he get there? He did not! Manhattan High has won the 6A state championship! Bertash, he stretched for the pylon. He was a yard short of the end zone. And Manhattan is celebrating at the 25-yard line. Manhattan High is your 2022 6A state champions! Hold strong! Unbelievable finish. Gardner Edgerton in shock. Manhattan High fans are going nuts. And Manhattan holds on. The Indians hold on. And Manhattan, for the first time since 1988, are your state champions.
Eddie Greer, your host of the 3-1. Oh, did it again. I knew I was going to do it. Eddie Greer, host of the Burrow Project Podcast, K-State Athletic Podcast, all things K-State sports. Big day yesterday. Oh, boy. Big day yesterday. You know, I've never experienced a state championship as a player. Never had that chance. Got to the playoffs, never got to that portion of the playoffs there, being the last two teams standing, but holy smokes, yesterday in general, you had, of course, Manhattan, Kansas, Manhattan High, 6A state title championship against, I never heard Mitch go crazy, that crazy before, never. Manhattan was taking on Gardner Edgerton yesterday afternoon in the chilly-ass weather. And in two overtimes, Manhattan holds off Gardner Edgerton. Gardner Edgerton was going for the win. This was for the championship right there. They were not going to settle. Well, obviously, overtime rules are different, and I don't have the time or the patience to go over the overtime rules. That's just a whole other discussion as well. And oh, by the way, I'm recording this on Sunday morning, the morning of Kansas State punching a ticket to the Big 12 championship game themselves, the anticipated rematch, TCU, next Saturday, and College Game Day picked that location because LSU fumbled themselves against A&M. And I think this was going to be the matchup anyways, even if LSU was going to win that game. But LSU stumbled on their own toes again. And I don't think, for the record, I don't think they're going to make it. Let's go back here. I don't think they're going to make it to the Sugar Bowl. They shot themselves in the foot, and Georgia's going to hand it to them in the SEC Championship game. I'm getting way off track. Point of the matter is here, Manhattan, perfect season. Manhattan High, folks. Perfect season right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Look, I didn't know this football team several years ago. I didn't know this football team was that damn good. To be honest. Yes, they had 10-win seasons, multiple 10-win seasons here and there, but they just couldn't get out of the first round or fell short in later rounds, right? This instance here, I don't have their schedule pulled up right now, but totally, but from they've been perfect. Let's see if I can get their schedule up here as I'm sitting here talking to you guys here. Let's see Manhattan High. Let's see, there we go. Da-da-da. Yeah, so Manhattan winning the 6A state title, their first since 1988. Damn, that has been a minute now. I have my home high school has become a state powerhouse themselves because we started that back in the day, and I don't have time to get into that. But here in Manhattan, Kansas, what really matters, getting down, Garden Edgerton losing for the win. They score a touchdown. So Edgerton, right, they score and they said, screw it, we're going to go for the win. And rightfully so. So the defense stops them. The Trojans, I think that's right, right? No, the Tribe. What? Yeah, the Tribe. My bad. Yeah, not the Trojans. I knew it was a T there. Because we say Manhattan High a lot around here. And nobody says this mascot's name. But the Tribe. The Manhattan Tribe. The Manhattan Indians. So I'm... That's strike two. That's strike two on me. The Indians. Okay, I knew it was something because... the whole Indians thing and the yada, yada, yada. But yes, they stop them there and they get it done. Edgerton came in here winning, what, 9? They were, that was not, I did not intend to do that. So let's get that back up here real quick here. Yeah, so this was undefeated versus a 3-loss Garner Edgerton team from Kansas, from the KC area. If I had that correctly on that, yep. So at halftime, it was 7-7 at halftime. Manhattan came in here, 12-0. And remember, this was on neutral field, Emporia State. It's Garner Edgerton, 9-3. So they were a 3-loss team there. And 1988, part of like it's 1988, folks, down there. You just heard Mitch Fortner, the voice, PA announcer, the voice of everything. The sports director for Newsman came in 1350 on that call, the last call of the high school season, as Manhattan stops Edgerton at the goal line for a 2-point conversion that would have won Garden Edgerton state title, but the Indians turned them away and win the title there, 21-20 in double overtime there. The seal of the deal there. Look, it's hard to win these things, man, because high school football is just as unpredictable as college football. So you never know. And of course, the talent is for some high schools, they get a talent, right? And it's not college where you can just pick. You have to be lucky. Well, maybe lucky is a strong word, but you have to be good and get a lot of luck on your side, get the players that you get on your team. That's what it is. You can't recruit these players. They just have to be born and have hopefully the work ethic, to put in the time, the effort, and to show these and effort that your team has to get this far. And for Manhattan High, they did. And for Mitch Fortner, he pulled double duty yesterday because he had to go call that emphatic call right there of the Indians winning the state title, run all the way back, literally, travel back to Manhattan, get ready for a drenched game. Well, he was in the booth up there, so he wasn't drenched, but everybody else was. Do his duty, PA, for K-State, KU, and he deserves some kudos there. So he did a double duty yesterday there as well, but absolutely, we had to get a shout out. I know I did some high school earlier in this fall semester on this podcast, and that I fell way off with that, but I just wanted to share that because that's also very important here to the community here in Manhattan, Kansas. So felt like, well, hell, well, why not, right? So Manhattan Indians get it done. They are the 6A state champions there with a exciting, dramatic, emphatic, you can call it. I've never heard, you know, Mitch is actually a good announcer himself. Gets very excited. That's in my category as well. So I never heard him get that excited. But when you reach something like that, hell yeah, you get excited like that. The Mitch Holtises of the world, KC chief announcer of this world. I like those type of announcers. They get into the game. So, hearing that several times yesterday and today, yeah, I'm ready to run through a wall after that. But, yeah, Manhattan pulls it off. They are the 6A state champions in the 6A. They bring it back home to the city of Manhattan. Meanwhile, K-State will be looking to shock the world next weekend when they take on TCU. The rematch is on. TCU, who thumped Iowa State yesterday there, and we took care of business there. But yeah, K-State, they had to work for it. And I was almost on cue with the score prediction that I had posted, put it up there on the Purple Project Podcast Weekly. That's up wherever you get your podcast there. Episode 132, yeah, of the podcast. As well, I said 45-25. The score was 47-27. Damn! I was that close there. But hey, yep, got the win. And me and Alex's record predictions are 9-3, which K-State is. They're going to be taking on undefeated, I believe, 12-0 TCU. But yeah, K-State, we got it. We got them now. We got the rematch that we all wanted, that all K-State Nation wanted, baby. Let's go have some fun, man. Let's go have some fun. Got a berth. Excited as it is, I'm trying to keep it Braves perspective here on it. As excited as it is, you know, going to the title game, I also want to try to win that damn thing and knock TCU out of it. So, but the way, you know, this college football landscape is, they might be still in. as far as that might sound, with a couple of teams in the top 10, like half the top 10 lost last night or yesterday, even matter of fact. So, matter of fact is, you know, like I said, you know, on the weekly this week, a lot's yet to be determined. So, I mean, we want to put our foot in the door for the Sugar Bowl. Not so fast, Lee Corso says. Not so fast just yet. We got to see how all the rest of the nation plays out with championship week coming up because of the fact that you had Oregon lost, Clemson lost, Michigan lost. Michigan got thumped. LSU got thumped on the road. So that's four teams right there. I know I might be forgetting one more in there, but yeah, just a lot of crazy frenetic stuff yesterday happened in college football, in high school state football yesterday as well. So I definitely I've been wanting to get it out for a while on this team, just haven't done that, but I wanted to wait until the Indians won the state title, which they did. So now I'm here talking about it with you guys. So congratulations to all involved with that team, fans, coaching staff, players. Definitely deserve it. It is hard to go perfect season in any sport. Manhattan Indians just did it. They're their 6A state champions in high school football with regards to 6A. There, K-State gets the other berth. There, let's see, we will get to the women basketball. I will record that later at some point. We got the Road to Dallas edition. We got to get that. Yeah, a lot to get to this week on the podcast. They said that as well. I believe the women lost to Arkansas. Yep, they lost to Arkansas last night. Their first blemish of the 2022-23 campaign like that. But want to hammer it out there as well. We'll get to that throughout this week. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast there, whether that's on Spotify, we're on that. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on that. Odyssey, we're on that. Audio Boom, we're on that. Amazon, I believe we're on that as well. Every time you get your podcast and several more podcast platforms as well. So much more looking forward to covering this week on the podcast. We got a big show. Since obviously I wanted to wait until K-State won the game yesterday. Big weekly edition coming up, folks. Big weekly edition coming up. Cannot wait for that. We're gonna have Keevan back on the show here. Looking forward to it. So, but yes, Manhattan outside. Other than me getting away from the marathon in 2 weeks, Manhattan High. Get it done. Knock off Gardner-Edgerton as 6A champions there. Very exciting stuff from football here in Manhattan yesterday from the football high school football team in K-State getting KU for the 14th straight time in a Dylan Sunflower Showdown, but not before a fight there. Not fisticuffs, but I'm talking about earning it there as well as KU was definitely a making K-State sweat it out a little bit in that rain. And kudos. And one more thing. Kudos here the K-State Nation showing up like they did in the rain. That's not the first time they did that. Remember, Missouri, everyone showing up despite lightning. Thank goodness there's no lightning last night, as well as all those folks surviving the rain. And I'm pretty sure a lot of those folks, we're going to be going to Arlington. I am going to miss it by a week because, well, hey, I planned a Dallas Marathon in advance. I did not plan for K-State. Now, there's a lot of talk this year. I know I'm rambling, but there was a lot of talk, including us, for the right reasons, K-State, for making this happen, for having the opportunity to get to Arlington to play for the Big 12 Championship. Now that has happened, they've done it. They've checked the box. As they checked the box here, now you gotta go down there and see if you can knock off TCU. That is the big question there, and we all know what happened the first time. So we're getting a lot of that, as much more as we count down. We officially count it down the days to the championship game. So I'm definitely looking forward to this week. And talking Big 12 Championship, K-State, TCU. It's going down to rematch next Saturday, 11 a.m. on ABC, ESPN. College Game Day is going to be there. Boy, cannot wait. Go, Cats. Time to continue celebrating. Well, not really, but time to yeah. Oh, man. Anyways, congratulations to Manhattan High. Getting it done. K-State, we're going to the Big 12 Championship game. Happy Sunday. We'll talk to you next edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats. Eddie Greer, we out.